like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is.
I thought we were done with this thing. The Lion King.
We are never done with it.
We are apparently not. Not only is this 1994, but when I walk by the Palace Theater, there's another Lion King show.
Going to McDonald's, there's Happy Meal toys with the Lion King.
Jon Favreau, who recently did The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book a couple years ago.
Yeah, directed that.
People refer to it as the live-action remake because that's what Disney's been doing. You know, live-action Cinderella, live-action Aladdin, live-action Dumbo. This really isn't live-action because I don't think there's a frame of real photography in there. It's photorealistic CGI. So it's an animated movie. It just looks photorealistic.
Yeah.
As opposed to the cell animation. It's essentially the same movie. That, I mean, that's really what it is. It's as close as you can get to a scene-by-scene
I guess.
Redo.
I know it.
A reskin, to use a more popular term now. You're not really getting anything new. I'm okay with it. Because for me, if you're going to remake a movie, you need to be able to bring something new to the table, whether it's new technology or a new perspective or going back to source material. This is technology you didn't have in 1994. Yeah.
Or even in 2016.
Oh, yeah. It was. It looks so much better than The Jungle Book.
Yes.
In terms of the character and animal and fur and all that realistic stuff. Do you really get a authentic, what it looks like if you were really wrangling lions and cheetahs and meerkats and warthogs to make this movie? It's a neat experiment. Is it necessary? I don't know, but it sure looks cool.
It's already making gobs of money.
Oh, yeah.
So so Disney is not stupid. It is redoing it without doing very little different, except I find that Pumbaa. Timon, with my favorite Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite, Billy Eichner, as Timon. Yeah.
And these two guys are a comedic team.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the way they toss off, particularly for me, Rogen, it always cracks me up.
Yeah.
There's some very funny stuff that I don't believe was in the original.
That's probably where you deviate the most from it, because they did a natural riffing with each other. And so that's probably where the most unique material comes.
Yes, right. Am I right in saying that that saying Hakuna Matata has shifted somewhat, no sweat so many years ago to now no care? There is a little bit of a shift in definition, and I
think if there's any shift, I would say that it feels like it's a little bit more of what the grumpy baby boomer would say the millennial idea of life is, where, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it later. But that's kind of what it was in the original movie. Yeah. I mean, the song, the lyrics are the same.
Yeah.
I have heard some complaints that they're like, well, that there is these modern messages. And I'm like, I don't think so. The script is almost exactly the same.
Well, there is a little dose of nihilism in this, particularly from those guys.
You get a little bit more of
saying,
that. Yeah.
None of this means anything is essentially what they're saying.
Yeah, there's a certain existential quandary that they're all going through.
Exactly. Yeah. So there is a shift.
It's minimal.
But you mentioned the photorealism. You would go to see this, first of all, because it's good both for adults and for children.
It's the same story.
Yeah, it's the same.
The thing with the CGI manipulation, the reason it's so fascinating, and that's why I think it kind of gooses me a little bit as a movie geek, is that we know what a lion looks like.
That's right.
And you can go to the zoo anytime and watch them walk around.
Yeah.
And the same thing with meerkats and hyenas. You can watch video of them. Just go on YouTube, and it's all over the place. And that's a real feat to do something that we would recognize. And there's scenes where they're pacing and they're moving. Looks like they got real lions in there. And that's amazing.
And I think the hyenas need a publicist now.
They needed a publicist back in the 90s,
I know,
too.
They do a really good job of making them menacing. What I was hoping someday may happen would be a reimagining whereby we would balance out the role of the male and females in the lion culture.
Yeah.
Because in reality, females rule.
The male just sits around and has sex all day, which I'm okay with.
They're the ones that get the food. They are the ones that arrange it socially.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that in our modern times, we would see more of a role for the females.
And I think there was a temptation to do that, but there's a certain respect I have for Favreau for just doing a new version of
it. Well, Kevin Carr.
Yes.
This is the 2019 version of The Lion King.
Yes.
What grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it a B+. Was it perfect? No. Was it necessary? No. But it was still really cool to watch.
I'm going
to
award it a B. It's a great story, and it even includes a little bit of Shakespeare in it.
To be or not to be.
All right.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.